Time for our Monday expert. So we're talking Bright Saris, swooning romance, over-the-top melodrama and catchy colourful musical numbers. Our Monday expert today is an expert on Bollywood movies, which are recognisable around the world. Vijay Varma is the program director for Indian radio station Hum FM, and he's here to tell us everything we need to know about Bollywood and its movies. Hello.
Hi, Jesse. Thanks for having me.
Hey, nice to see you. Do you love Bollywood?
Of course. Bollywood is part of our lives. Every Indian and even non-Indians have been very closely following Bollywood all this time. So, yeah, it's now the biggest film producing industry in the world, no wonder. So,
what are your earliest memories of Bollywood?
I would say in the late 80s, that's when I started following Bollywood as a small child. Mm-hmm. But interestingly, Bollywood goes back to, I think, the late 1800s. I think 1898. Was the first time when a Bollywood movie was produced. Initially, like other countries, these movies were silent and
black and white.
Yeah, and then things changed slowly. And I think in the early 1930s, it was then when the first motion picture was produced in India. Though that was not in the universal Hindi language, but that's when sound came into existence for Bollywood.
And then over the last sort of few decades, what's happened with Bollywood movies? Has there been new sort of generations of Bollywood, and you know, how did it come to be what it is today?
I think Bollywood has tremendously transformed itself. They've taken a lot of inspiration also from industries. When we talk of Bollywood, when we talk of India, Bollywood is one part of the Indian film industry. There's movies being produced in South in different regional languages. Plus, Hollywood also has some influence on Bollywood. So over the past so many years, it has transformed tremendously in all aspects. So right from producers, directors, to actors, to all team members for a particular movie, they've been putting much more effort trying to make the movie a success, whichever. And they have to do, it's a cutthroat competition for all movies. We take it last weekend, I think 6 Bollywood movies released on a day. So you have to be at your level best if you want your movie to succeed. So
I've seen a phrase, the new Bollywood. Do you know what that refers to?
Yeah, of course. The new Bollywood, I think, has come in with a lot new ideas. I think Bollywood is now much more open to new ideas and creative ideas also. From the traditional type of Bollywood movies, it has transformed itself and taken on also harder topics that Bollywood would not touch. They're taking social topics, they're taking political topics, and they incorporate all of this into entertainment. Plus, there are some movies which are targeted for particular audiences also. So this is Bollywood now. In yesteryears, you would find Bollywood, everything being pitched into one movie for all movie lovers. Now you'll see one movie hitting hard on a particular topic. So,
if you would like to ask a question of our guest about Bollywood, you can text it to 2101. Jodo wants to know what your favourite Bollywood movie is.
My favourite Bollywood movie, I would say, would be Amitabh Bachchan's Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham.
Okay.
It means sometimes happiness, sometimes sadness. That's part of life, yeah.
When did it come out? Can you tell us about it?
It came out in the early 20th century, and then it is...
Early 21st century?
Yeah, and it focuses basically on family values and all those things. So three generations in a family, how they manage things. Indians are very well renowned for living in extended families, and that's where the egos and values clash, generations clash. So these are all sort of things. So that was one of the best movies I've ever had. But I love comedy movies, absolutely, which I always go out and watch for.
Are they a unifying thing, Bollywood movies? You know, something that all Indians different sects or languages or beliefs can sort of come together and enjoy together?
Of course. At all times, Indians all over the globe, you know, they come together when it comes to Bollywood. Mm. We are really, really, really passionate about Bollywood. If you've seen the Bollywood celebrities, if they move out every Sunday, like Amitabh Bachchan, he's the megastar. He was announced the megastar of the millennium by BBC. And every Sunday in the mornings, he comes out of his house just to wave to his tens of thousands of fans who line up outside his house. Similarly, there are other stars who come out on different days. Their times are allocated. So there's a sense of ownership that fans have over these Bollywood celebrities. So they all come together for
anything. So they each have a time in the week that they come out and wave?
Yeah, of course.
So you could do a whole week of Bollywood tourism.
Of course. They have their houses, they'll have their balcony where they come out on each of the days.
Hey, might be a stupid question, but what language do the characters speak in Bollywood movies? Is it always the same?
Initially, it was Hindi only, but I think now it has changed a lot. What we call Hinglish, where they speak a mixture of Hindi and English. So it's as the younger generation comes up, and Bollywood has become more open to wider topics. So there's an incorporation of English and Hindi as well.
Oh, but there's some English in there.
Yeah, of course, because there are a lot of people who come from outside of Bollywood who work in the industry. There would be like people who have worked on Matrix. They have also worked in Bollywood movies. Plus, there are actresses who come over from maybe Egypt, Afghanistan, and they'll be starring in movies. So it has become quite global now. Yeah, we can say.
Do young people dream of becoming a Bollywood star?
Yeah, I think so. More particularly maybe in India, everyone tries. There are stories of stars, people who have become stars now, how they used to sleep on the footpath.
That happens? It's not just the upper classes, upper middle classes that get to become Bollywood stars?
There would be some influence maybe. If you are a child of a celebrity, you may have an easier access to the industry. But at the same time, there are people who come through proper training of drama schools and all acting schools, and they provide quite tough competition. So right now, if you see, there are about three, four generations of actors going head-to-head, fighting for a spot in the industry.
If you just tuned in, I'm speaking with Vijay Varma, who is an expert on Bollywood. So if you've got any questions, 2101. Where can you find good reviews in English of Bollywood movies, asks someone. It's a good question.
Bollywood reviews, you can always find on our website, humfm.com. Plus, if you want Indian sites, there's heaps of Indian sites that run in India. The thing that we need to understand is that English is the most spoken language in India. People come from different states of India. So when people from different states meet with each other, they do not understand each other's language. Uh-huh. So English is the language that connects them. So there are lots of channels. You say Bollywood Reviews, there's be Times of India, India Times. Wherever you go, you'll find good reviews. Plus, there are some very, very good Bollywood critics. You can type, Google for them, Komal Nahata, and there are heaps.
Can you spell that one for me?
Komal, it's K-O-M-A-L.
E-L or A-L?
A-L.
A-L, yeah.
And surname is N-A-H.
Yeah.
T-A. Okay. So these guys are very good Bollywood critics also, whom you can follow for all the reviews.
Tina asks an interesting question. Why has she never seen actors kiss or get intimate on screen in movies?
That's the new Bollywood, Tina, that you need to see. It's all happening now. Yeah, it does.
Okay, it's there if you want it, Tina, if you look hard enough.
Mm-hmm. There are a lot movies that it's happening right now.
It was
now.
Quite chaste for a long time, huh?
Yeah. I mean, they were very traditional filmmakers initially. But now things have changed. You will find some bold scenes also. You'll find a lot of adult language in movies also, of course, with the disclaimers. So you can make the choice on what to watch. Like in New Zealand, if you go out to watch a Bollywood movie, the screening or the censorship process in New Zealand is very, very, very strict for Bollywood movies. If I'm in Fiji, for example, a movie which I can watch with my kids in a cinema, I may not be able to watch with my daughter in New Zealand, or my daughter would not be able to go.
Why
and
not?
Watch. Because in Fiji it would be classed as a G or general.
Yeah.
Here it will become a R16 movie because of the language, because of the level of violence in the movie, and all those things. Yeah.
So. It's interesting to know. Heather asks, and this is my fault, Heather. Sorry, I should have covered it right at the start. She says, "How do you define Bollywood?"
Bollywood, I would say, is a culmination of beautiful cultures from all over India, and also caring different aspects of life that Indians live. So that's how I would define Bollywood. And
always some singing, though?
Well, of course, music is an integral part of Bollywood. There are few movies which come without music, but and now there's a new trend that artists are coming out with some singles also, but almost all Bollywood movies do have songs.
The actors don't always sing.
They did not do it initially. Like in the new Bollywood, there are actors who are singing, but there are specific playback singers who sing these songs, and the actors just lip sync on screen.
Yeah, everyone knows that.
Yeah, everyone knows that.
No one minds.
No, and people accept because some of the actors can be terrible singers, so might as well get someone good to do it.
Yeah. There's a term I hadn't heard of: a masala film. What is that?
Spicy. A spicy movie.
Yeah.
A spicy movie would be full of fun, action, romance, music. So that's a masala film.
Okay. And that's probably the more recognizable Bollywood style.
Yeah. Right now, if you go into Bollywood, like there are a lot of movies that are based on true incidents. Like one of the highest grossing movies that came out, I think, three years back. It made worldwide US $311 million. Mm. That movie was based on the life of an Indian girl who went on to become a professional wrestler. So there are various aspects that Bollywood covers right now.
They ever cover cricket?
Of course. Like any other Indian, cricket is part of Bollywood. Even the celebrities love their cricket. So there's been movie on the cricket captain, Sachin Tendulkar. There's been a movie. You know, the guy who was the captain of the Indian cricket team in 1983, which won the World Cup.
Kapil Dev?
Yeah. Mm. So there's a movie coming out very shortly.
Great.
And they've got one whole bunch of people specially trained for that.
Would have been the greatest all-rounder ever were it not for a certain Sir Richard Hadley, maybe. Yeah. I'm just trolling you. Hey, we asked you to choose a catchy musical number to play on the show. What did you go for?
It's a movie that comes out next week, straight after Diwali. There have been three parts of this movie that have released already, and all have been big hits. These are all very funny movies. Akshay Kumar, you might recall, I think he is the fourth highest paid actor in the world right now, according to Forbes. So he is the lead actor in the movie, and he's done a wonderful job. So.
Let's listen to this song from the upcoming movie Houseful 4, and this is Bala. Bala.
तेरा बाप तक ले आया।
Yeah, Bala from the forthcoming movie Houseful 4. We're talking Bollywood movies on our Monday expert slot with Vijay Varma from Hum FM. That's two M's, isn't there, in Hum?
Yes.
Okay, sorry, Vijay.
Yeah, that's right, two M's.
As a radio man, you'll know it's important for me to turn your microphone on before asking you a question. Tell me about some of the stars of Bollywood. Big names in India, no doubt.
Yeah. Amitabh Bachchan, Akshay Kumar, the Khans are very popular. Shah Rukh Khan, Salman Khan, Amir Khan.
They're not related to each other.
No. They're competing against each other. Yeah. And there's a Hrithik Roshan, and there's a younger generation that has come through. Tiger Shroff, Varun Dhawan, Kartik Aryan, and on the girl actresses, you see Aishwarya Rai Bachchan, apart from that, you've got.
One of them married one of the Jonas Brothers?
That's Priyanka Chopra. Mm. Yeah, Priyanka Chopra Jonas. She's
right. I only found that out today when I was looking through your notes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I'm not very up with celebrity gossip, you know.
Yeah. She's
Priyanka Chopra Jonas.
Yeah. Mm. She's married. A lot of Bollywood actors have been, like Deepika Padukone was part of, I think it was Vin Diesel's something Cage. There was a Hollywood movie.
Okay.
And we had Irfan Khan in movies. A lot of English Hollywood movies also. And similarly, we've got Will Smith going over to Bollywood doing some work there. So there's a lot of collaboration between Bollywood and Hollywood.
Look, I just have to say it. The actresses in Bollywood movies are incredibly beautiful, almost otherworldly.
Yeah, you should see them properly. They're really hot and sexy also.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those sort of words probably a bit problematic in 2019. They're very talented as well, and they're great dancers.
Of course.
And incredible personalities.
Yeah. And the interesting bit is that a lot of actresses who have come to Bollywood have come either from down south or out of Bollywood. Like there's one actress who's really, really, really popular right now with all the dance numbers is Nora Fatehi.
And you spell that for me? I better just investigate
it's
afterwards.
N-O-R-A
yeah.
And F-A-T-E-H-I.
Great.
Yeah.
And we've already talked about some of the men, the Khans of Bollywood, for example. A couple of people have texted in with some of their favourites. Now, this person says, the best movie for me was called Lagaan.
Yeah.
I cannot recommend it highly enough. I'll just read this text. I used it as a teacher in classrooms where I had many and varied cultures, and Lagaan had an area of interest for every kid and adults: music, romance, colonisation, sport, class systems, racism, fairness, bullying, and how to overcome adversity.
Yeah, the movie was based in a time where the British were ruling India.
Mm-hmm.
So it shows a lot of facts of life that people had to go through and how things happened at that point in time.
Listen to this. Leanne says she was backpacking in India in 2001. She was plucked off a roadside in Mumbai and given one line to speak in a Bollywood movie opposite Akshay Kumar. She played a bank teller, and he was the Brad Pitt of India at the time, she says. So it's a pretty amazing experience.
Yeah.
Someone else says there's a movie, Gold, about the post-World War II hockey team.
Yeah. There are a lot of movies. Hockey, cricket, football. There are a lot of sports-based movies that are being produced in India. There are a lot of biographies that are being produced, turned into movies, so that the upcoming generation, they get to understand who these people were and what they were actually all about.
Yeah, it's a good way of teaching history, right?
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. And otherwise, we might not have been so much interested. Like the movie on MS Dhoni, there's the former Indian cricket captain, there's a movie based on his life also. We would not have had the opportunity maybe to understand and know him on such a level had this movie not been produced.
Wait, I've got it. You know, they're going to teach New Zealand history in schools for the first time.
They should produce movies, maybe.
Bollywood movies. They should give it to a Bollywood movie producer and say, look, here's the Treaty of Waitangi, do your stuff.
Yeah, and of course people will love it. They'll love it.
I might have just said something culturally offensive. I take it back until I've really thought about that idea. Costumes. We haven't mentioned costumes.
I think just the movie that we are talking about, That's Houseful 4. There are some movies that are very, very traditional, and they take hours and hours to get ready. Sometimes it takes about 3 hours for an actor to get fully prepared for the role that he or she is going to play on screen.
What, just to dress up for it?
Dress up, makeup, and all those things that they do. Yeah, it takes hours. Some if it's just a normal, simple movie, it may not take so much of your time. And they are very well planned. Also, they have specific designers who work with certain artists and dress them up for each of the roles they play.
Is there a sense in which, if you haven't got much money, Bollywood is a way to sort of escape and see some of these beautiful, lavish things that you might not otherwise see?
You can say so to some extent, but I mean, if you want to see the real beauty, of course, you want to go there. But you also have to keep in mind that Bollywood nowadays is shooting globally. The producers are moving out of India a lot, to Switzerland, to France, to Italy.
Even here in New Zealand.
Yeah, in New Zealand too. And so you'll not only see India, but you get to see the whole world in 2.5 or 3 hours.
Mm. Someone mentioned a Bollywood movie, Baghban, they really enjoyed. So what would be a place to go and see a Bollywood film? Like, do you...
In
New Zealand?
You can go to any of the event cinemas. Or Hoyts, yeah, all the cinemas, they run Bollywood movies. And the only thing you need to be aware of is which type of movie you want to go out and watch. And generally, I think the movie is released on Thursdays and Fridays each week, so that would be a good time to go out and watch some movies.
Are there movies that are known as the greatest Bollywood movies?
Of course. There was a movie that was produced in 1975. It was called Sholay, S-H-O-L-A-Y. It was a pure entertainment, A and then Y.
Yeah.
So it was a pure entertainment movie, but it went on to become the biggest entertainer. And people still remember that movie. It had Amitabh Bachchan and Dharmendra in key roles.
Do you find that people don't all see the same thing anymore? If there's, what was the number I saw? Is it 800 different Bollywood movies a year? It must be so sort of fragmented, the ones that everyone sees, or are there still blockbusters among those 800?
Yeah, there would be some blockbusters. There would be some movies that would be produced for specific audience. There would be some, like I said, some biographies, some sports movies. So whatever interests you, of course, people won't go out and watch all the movies. So they can be selective in what they want to watch on screen.
Have Bollywood movies on Netflix or other streaming platforms?
Yeah. Even the actors, the Bollywood celebrities are now doing web series and all those things. Yeah, the Bollywood producers have gone down to the extent they're using the digital platform very, very smartly. And they have all their movies and these web series on Netflix, on Amazon, and on all the websites.
Do they get paid well, the Bollywood actors?
Yeah. I mean, no wonder Akshay Kumar is the fourth highest paid actor in the world. So
really?
They charge quite a hefty amount. Like, I think just this today we were having a chat about a movie that recently released, I think last week, before last week. And it has already made around $63 million US dollars. Mm. So
they have a crossover into Hollywood.
They do.
Actors, yeah.
Like I said, Deepika Padukone and Priyanka Chopra, even Om Puri, they've all gone into Hollywood. Yeah, and Hollywood actors also have worked with Bollywood.
Before you go, while I've got you here, what's your favourite place to eat Indian in Auckland?
In Auckland, I prefer eating at home, but I would say
good answer.
Yeah, but if I'm eating out, maybe Paradise.
Yeah, okay. Thought you might say that.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for coming in. Hum FM is the name of Vijay's radio station. He's the program director there, and he's been in telling us all about Bollywood movies. I hope you've got something out of it. And if someone was going to start with one, could you give us like a title to look up that they might be enjoy for the first Bollywood movie?
The first Bollywood movie, I think the movie that's coming out next week, I mean, Houseful 4, you should go out and watch. You'll understand and love the movie.
Okay, you don't need to see Houseful 1, 2 and 3?
No, not necessarily.
Okay, nice to have you in. Thank you.
Cheers, thanks, Seth. Thanks for having me.
Good to see you.